From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Divers searching through the wreckage of a sightseeing helicopter and a small plane are due to resume their search of the Hudson River Sunday. All nine people aboard the two aircraft are presumed dead after the plane clipped the tourist helicopter. Three bodies have been recovered. Debbie Hirschman of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators will be looking to the public for help in figuring out what happened.
There may be parts that will be washing up, and some citizens may have information that would be helpful to the investigation, such as video or still photos that they can provide.
The collision was witnessed by thousands on the ground in both New York and New Jersey. Mexican police say they've made a major arrest in their efforts to combat violent drug cartels. Police say they've captured a top lieutenant of one of the gangs. Mexico's Public Safety Department says Manuel Ivanovich Zambrano Flores oversaw much of the gang's shipments of illegal drugs to the United States. President Obama is due in Mexico Sunday, where the drug war and trilateral trade will be major topics at the North American Free Trade Summit in Guadalajara. James Bleers reports.
Behind handshakes, smiles, and closed doors, President Obama is going to be asked just why the U.S. Senate is still withholding $100 million of anti-drug funding from Mexico, which is fighting a savage war with the drug cartels. The two other leaders will be pressuring hard concerning trade, which has plummeted since the global crisis started to bite deep. And some residual ill will still lingers because Mexico imposed $2.4 billion worth of trade tariffs when President Obama scrapped a pilot trucking program which allowed Mexican trucks access deeper within the United States. Then there's the ongoing Honduras crisis about the fate of deposed President Manuel Zelaya looming over the region. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
President Obama points to this week's falling unemployment numbers as a sign the worst of the recession may be over. But he says the United States must do more to ensure prosperity in the future. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the U.S. needs to lay a new foundation for lasting economic growth. And he says overhauling the nation's healthcare system is one of the building blocks in that plan. Mr. Obama once again used his weekly address to tout the benefits that could come from changes in the healthcare system. He says those changes would help not only those who are searching for health insurance, but also people who already have health coverage.
What we need and what we will have when we pass health insurance reform are consumer protections to make sure that those who have insurance are treated fairly and that insurance companies are held accountable.
The proposed changes would require insurance companies to offer coverage to people with pre-existing illnesses, for example. They'd also bar insurers from dropping policyholders whenever they get sick. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The Catholic Church in Canada has agreed to a nearly $13 million settlement in a sexual abuse lawsuit in Canada's East Coast province of Nova Scotia. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, as many as 25 people joined the class action.
The lawsuit was brought forward by Ronald Martin. He says his brother claimed in a suicide note that he was sexually abused by their parish priest. Ronald Martin alleged that it was the same abuse that he too suffered from. The lawsuit alleges abuse that goes back to the 1950s and led to charges against one priest, Hugh Vincent MacDonald. He died in 2004 and had faced charges of rape and indecent assault involving 18 children between the ages of 8 and 15. Three other priests implicated in the lawsuit have also died. In addition to the settlement, the Bishop of Antigonish, Raymond Leahy, issued an apology, saying, "We want the victims to know how terribly sorry we are, how wrong the abuse was, and how we are now attempting to right those wrongs." The financial settlement is still subject to court approval. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Authorities in Iran have held a second mass trial for those accused of being involved in the unrest following the disputed presidential election. A French academic and Iranian employees of the British and French embassies were among the group making confessions. Britain calls the trial an outrage, while France is demanding the release of the 24-year-old Frenchman. Sonia Sotomayor is the Supreme Court's newest justice. She took the oath of office Saturday, making her the court's first Hispanic justice and only its third woman. The Supreme Court will have an early start to its fall session that reconvenes after Labor Day to hear arguments in a campaign finance case. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.